Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. As bars and restaurants in Metro Detroit prepare to open for dine-in service Monday, they're facing a variety of challenges following the COVID-19 shutdowns. Dan Johnson is owner of the Ironwood Grill and the Park Place Gastro Pub in downtown Plymouth.
Of course, some of the employees are picking up the unemployment, and they don't really want to come back until that runs out. But then on the supply chain issues, we've combated that by having more suppliers. So we've had to actually, due to the mix between the employees lack of and the supply issues, you know, we've got more of a trimmed down menu. I would honestly call this more of a soft opening.
Johnson says phones at his restaurant have been ringing off the hook with people booking reservations. An eighth day of protesting in Detroit, police decided not to enforce a curfew last night. WWJ City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas with details.
Black Lives Matter protesters taking their march into the heart of the city, Claremont and 12th Street, where in 1967 violence erupted, touching off the Detroit riot. Jay Pastel lives on Claremont. She says she felt empowered watching the protesters go by.
I'm happy they chose the route. It didn't shock me because everybody in this neighborhood we still feel everything that goes on in the world. We're really close in the neighborhood. Everybody from that block to that block and over here, we're like a family.
And do you all still, I know you're too young to remember the riots, but do they still talk about?
Yes, my grandmother talks about it, and when we watch the TV together, she talks about it, and she's proud of us too.
Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
As the protests continue, it's important to talk to our kids about what they're hearing and seeing. WWJ's Brooke Allen has more.
Kelly Hausman is a licensed therapist and says it is all about education, and now is the perfect time to learn about history with our kids.
Definitely learning together, and I think being open and honest and encouraging questions, asking your child what they have seen, what they have heard, and having a very open, raw dialogue about it.
Hausman says addressing issues with your kids at an age-appropriate level will help them understand things better later in life. Brooke Allen, WWJ News Radio 950.
As the country navigates through this pivotal moment in American history, Alford Young, University of Michigan professor of sociology, spoke about the relationship between police and the African-American community.
Well, there's always been anxiety and tension with those relationships, in large part because as African Americans have protested or responded to moments in which they feel there's been a lack of justice, the first people to show up on the scene are police. And so that just creates opportunities for tension, conflict to surface.
A Farmington Hills psychologist warns of depression among students graduating this year. Dr. Jessica Harrell says graduates may feel like they're missing out on usual ceremonies and events like the senior all-night party, the traditional walk across the stage to receive a diploma, and tassel and hat toss.
I think many of them will come through it and do okay, and you're seeing a lot of these orders lifted, and they can now rely on some of the things that help boost their mood and things. But for some, it really is sticking. And I really encourage those people. I really hope that not only will they reach out and look to get some help or just to talk to somebody, whether that's through Crisis Line or a therapist or a very good friend, but those are really important things to do because they're really going through it together, but it doesn't mean that you can't grieve it in your own way.
Dr. Harrell says she expects most students will graduate unscarred, but says for those who do, there is help available. search for a missing 13-year-old Detroit teen. WWJ's Stephanie Davis has more.
Jayla Holiday left her home on Pasadena in the Oakman and Dexter area on Detroit's west side Friday afternoon and hasn't been seen since. Jayla is light brown complexion, 5'5", 130 pounds, and family members say she's in good physical and mental condition. Anyone with information about Jayla should contact Detroit Police, 10th Precinct, or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-SPEAK-UP. Stephanie Davis, WWJ News Radio, 950.
The Michigan Health Department reported a substantial jump in the number of cases and deaths related to coronavirus. Why? Here's WWJ's Zach Clark.
While the Centers for Disease Control has been reporting probable cases for a month, Michigan just began releasing that information yesterday. There were 239 probable deaths reported Friday, bringing the statewide total to 5,855. Of those, 192 in Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties. The number of cases increased to more than 63,000, including about 5,000 that are now listed as probable cases. Zach Clark, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8th, tune into AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.